You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say.
Holy fucking shit, guys. It has been I don't know how long since I recorded a podcast episode. Probably over a year, and that has been for numerous reasons, right? COVID happened, 2020 happened, many of us lost our jobs. Let's be honest, if you work in the sexy work industry, you fucking lost your employment. For the most part, you lost your income. And I was one of those people who had that experience. I ended up leaving New York City. I moved in with my parents, eventually bought a van, built it out, and hit the road. So I have been in a bit of a state of transition for going on almost 2 years. And with that, I was still working on my business. I was adapting to living on a van. I was traveling, working at new clubs, seeing friends I hadn't seen in years. So it's really no surprise that the podcast kind of went to the wayside, because the podcast is something that I do simply out of enjoyment, to provide you more resources, but it doesn't help pay my bills. And when it comes down to it, if you're juggling a lot of things, knowing which things you can let go is super, super important. And the podcast was one of those things, which sort of brings me to today's topic about being adaptable in the moment. I am currently in Tennessee at a campground, and it's beautiful. And I had these really, really, really high hopes for today of getting a bunch of work done and then going for a hike, possibly getting in my workout. I was going to do some sewing and then into the night with a campfire. But as van life and being a business owner and honestly working in the sex industry will teach you is that you can make plans for your life and then they will go in every fucking direction. And so how do you adapt? How do you make the most? What do you do when shit goes off the rails and you can't stick to a plan that you had set for yourself? I think what happens for a lot of us is, especially when it comes to our fitness and feeling productive, our self-care, building habits, having a morning routine, we get so set up in this idea of doing things perfectly, of having this grandiose plan of how things are going to go. And then when one thing sort of falls to the wayside or we don't check off all of the boxes, we feel like we haven't accomplished anything or we don't know how to sort of, God, for lack of a better word, because I am so over this word, pivot. In the moment, right? That was like the fucking buzzword of COVID. Pivot, 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 pivot. I digress. But being able to be adaptable in the moment is what will keep you finding more success in life. It is what will set you up to find that self-trust and believe that you are capable of doing things. So here I am. It is a whopping 63 degrees in my van right now. It's about 40 something outside. I got a little bit of sun, so I was able to charge my laptop. That's how I'm recording this episode right now. But none of my other things are going to get done today. Does that mean I'm a failure as a business owner? No. Does that mean that my day is a wash? No. What else can I do in this moment? There are so many other things I can catch up on reading. I could probably do some stretching in my van, all these different things. And I want you to take a moment and think about in your life right now, where are you making these lists, these check boxes, these to-do items that maybe aren't happening perfectly? They aren't happening exactly as you expect them. Things pop up in the moment. What do you do when that happens? Do you get frustrated and then just say, well, like, fuck it, nothing productive is going to get done today, so I'm just going to sit here on the couch and watch TV all day? Or do you find yourself adaptable and realize, okay, well, if this can't happen, what else can happen instead? So let's say you're making like a habit to wake up in the morning and not look at your cell phone and read a book or make a tea, and then you continually are waking up and looking at your cell phone. Have you failed? No, but maybe you need to adapt that plan. Maybe it's you start minimizing the amount of time that you're on your cell phone. Maybe it's you're like, okay, once a week I try not to be on my cell phone. This will help you stop throwing in the towel and feeling like you're falling off track. There's really no perfect way to do things in life. It's just being able to do our best in the moment and to adjust and modify. Right? And this also applies, it applies in our fitness, in our self-care. When you are gung-ho on getting in a workout and then suddenly, let's say, you can't make it to a group fitness class, do you throw the whole towel in because you don't know what else to do in the gym? Do you intend to work out today, but you stayed up too late, you drank a little much at work, and you're just not feeling full energy? Do you know how to switch up what you're doing and meet yourself where you're at? The best way to continue forward, to keep momentum, right? Because momentum is the true secret to consistency, is to evaluate where you are and show up in the best way you can that day. The best way for you that day might be deciding to do some yoga or go for a walk. It might be noticing yourself pick up your phone when you're trying not to, and then putting it back down and walking away versus saying, oh, fuck, well, I've already fucked up, I'm all in. Our self-awareness is so crucial to being adaptable, to not feeling like if we don't do things 100% perfect, then we have failed. Because let's be honest, there is no such thing as perfect, and continuing to strive for it, continuing this idea of perfectionism, and there is this one best way to do things, especially when we compare the shit that we see on social media, it has such this tendency to make us feel absolutely horrible about ourselves. So horrible. And pivoting, oh God, that word again, returning back to van life. This has been such a moment of learning and adapting. There's so many times when I intend to do work, but the weather doesn't agree, or I think I'm going to go to one camp spot, but there's no cell service, and I'm driving for hours to do something else. In my previous life of living in New York City, my previous self that I know so well, who was so stubborn, those things would have wrecked me. I would have thrown in the towel for the day. I would have counted the day as a loss. I would have probably gone to a bar and gotten a drink, sat on the couch for hours, whatever it is to feed into that story I was telling myself that because one thing went wrong, everything else didn't matter anymore for the rest of the day. So what this episode is really about, besides me just word vomiting at you because I made no notes, no notes, if you get that, you are my people, is to start to notice these behaviors in yourself. Start to notice when something goes off in your day and how you react to that. Do you choose that one thing, like you told yourself you were going to eat good this week and then you ate a bag of chips, and so now you said, fuck it, all of my hard work is at a loss? Or can you take that moment and look in from the outside and say, what led me here? Okay, cool. So I ate this. That's no big deal. I can move on with the rest of my day exactly as planned. It's just a hiccup. It's just a hiccup. One detour does not derail your entire plan. In fact, it might be leading you to a much more beautiful destination if you can choose to see those roads as, instead of obstacles, guys, I struggle with my words. instead of seeing those moments as like obstacles or failures, but as opportunities for self-growth and realization, so that the next time these things happen, you're more prepared to adapt, to see what other things are possible, to learn about yourself. I'm just going to leave you with that, I think. To take notice the next time you have a plan for your day and something shifts, how do you approach this? What is your self-talk? And how can you start to shift that so that you can be more, an a cliche saying, like a tree blowing in the breeze versus rigid and something that will break, so that you stop feeling so shitty about yourself? I'm really excited to finally be back with the podcast. I have so much free time by myself these days, and I'm truly excited and looking forward to bringing back these short little mini episodes. Don't expect anything longer than 20 minutes. That is my goal going forward. And let's dive in. Let's get back and let's get better at being adaptable.